Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine conflict. The headlines via the London Telegraph from the Ministry of Defense, we presume. The ministry has very good information from Kyiv, from the Ukrainian government. Russia has lost 54 tanks in a week, admits Putin, writes the Telegraph. President claims Ukraine suffered catastrophic losses during counteroffensive and teases idea of a second assault on Kyiv, reports the Telegraph. Exiled Ukrainian villagers celebrate counteroffensive victories, reports the Telegraph. And this, Ukrainian forces advance in Zaporizhia, reports the Telegraph. At the same time, we have the New York Times reporting, much the same battles. Ukraine claims more small advances in counteroffensive, no breakthroughs, reports the New York Times. Every block is another battle, Ukraine's latest eastern stand, reports the Times. And the NATO air exercise ongoing over Germany. Members use a major air exercise to send a message to Russia. I welcome John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, my guide on what we understand is the result of the offensive. The Ukrainians say, don't call it a counteroffensive, this is offensive. So it's easier, the offensive. What we understand so far, what is its ambition? John, a very good evening to you. I read earlier, because that's what I have for information, one comment from a London pundit saying the Ukrainians are going straight up the middle, up to into Zaporizhia Oblast, driving on Melitopol. He called it the Route 1 offensive. And he said either they're incredibly confident or they're reckless. What is your measure so far? These might be probes. There might be a counteroffensive or an offensive coming with a much larger force. But what do you see now, John? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. I think basically the Ukrainians have launched an uptick in offensive activity across the front. We have in the east around Bakhmut in particular, and then really the main focus seems to be in southern Donetsk Oblast around the town of Velika Novosilka, and then, like you said, in Zaporizhia Oblast, pushing south from the area near Orhiv. Where exactly Ukraine will focus its main efforts between those latter two axes I mentioned, I'm not quite sure. Ukraine has made some small tactical gains, as you said, around the former area in southern Donetsk Oblast, and it so far hasn't made much progress in the Zaporizhia direction. It could be that Ukraine's main effort will be, as that London pundit described, pushing south toward the city of Tokmak and then Melitopol to sever the land bridge in that way. Or it could focus its main forces more towards the east and southern Donetsk. We really don't know at this point. And Ukraine has only introduced maybe three or so of the nine Western-trained brigades that stood up over the last few months. In general, its main forces are still in reserve.
The last 24 hours, the report was, again, fog of war, who knows? But we do what we can on reports from the theater, is that the weather closed in and the flying weather was not good for the Russians. Have you seen reports of Russian aircraft either brought down, unable to operate, or effectively a counterattacking? What have you heard of the Russian Air Force?
I have heard reports of bad weather from a lot of Russian sources. Bad weather, and also the Russians blew a dam in the southern Donetsk area to impede Ukraine's offense there late last week. So I think, yeah, poor weather can affect aerial reconnaissance is probably the biggest thing. Drones, including small civilian quadcopters, are used for reconnaissance and also to drop munitions or as improvised loitering munitions, basically suicide drones. So it can affect that. It can affect the movement of heavy vehicles, and then also the conventional air force. I think that could be one reason why, you know, after Ukraine's gains in the southern Donetsk area, perhaps we haven't seen as much activity over the past couple of days. As you said, it's really fog of war. It's hard to get a really firm read sitting here in Washington.
The defensive mechanism that Russia's depending on, according to the reports, are trenches, as if it was Belgium 1914, as they dug in from the North Sea to Switzerland. But trenches have a couple of disadvantages. One, you can't move them. Once you lose them, they're lost to the enemy. Another is they can't see anything. They're not nimble. So does trench warfare make sense to you, given the mobility that the Ukrainians have because of Western arms?
I think Russia's fortified defensive lines, which they've built up extensively across the entire battlefield, but especially in that Zaporizhia Oblast, where I think Moscow is clearly anticipating Ukraine's main strike. I think they do pose a formidable challenge for Ukraine. I think the biggest impact will probably be in preventing, or at least impeding, Ukraine from quickly exploiting tactical breakthroughs to kind of build much more momentum into operational successes. So basically, they prevent Ukraine from driving deep in one fell swoop. Ukraine sort of has to bite off bit by bit. And they probably will force Ukraine to take more losses than it otherwise would.
But that depends on Russia having adequate resources in order to man these trenches. Yes. There's no reason to believe they have those adequate resources. I have not seen the staging photographs that were commonplace in January of 2022 before the original offensive. So it means that they're both guessing where the concentrations are, right? Ukraine wants to attack weak parts. Russia wants to reinforce where the Ukrainians are attacking. So everybody's hopping around. But the Ukrainians look far more mobile. I understand you have to have a 3-to-1 advantage for offensive actions to be successful. And it's early days. However, what do you make of the Ukrainian tactics, given what we expected for a long time? Are there any surprises here, John?
So first, on the staging, if you think back to the fall and winter of 2022, before the invasion, 2021-2022, a lot of those videos came from, you know, rail echelons moving through Russia or Belarus. So I don't think you're necessarily going to see the same thing in movements through Ukraine, even Crimea. I do think Russia has considerable forces in the south, in Zaporizhia and southern Donetsk. But yeah, as you know, there always is a dilemma, especially when your force is heavily degraded like Russia's, about where you concentrate your forces and also just supply. It's possible that Moscow's ill-fated winter offensive launched last January has depleted Russian ammo stocks in such a way that constrain its ability to meet Ukraine's counteroffensive. We'll just have to see. I think there's still a lot that's left unknown about the Russian forces' ability to withstand Ukraine's blow.
Is there one thing you're watching for, John? We have less than a minute. One part of the battlefield or one report that would tell you something clear?
Well, I'm really still waiting to see where Ukraine's going to concentrate its main forces. That'll let us know sort of what its strategy is. And I'm also looking to see whether Russia can withstand, repeated blows over the coming weeks and months, or whether its increasingly mobilized heavy force will crumble.
John Hardy for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. The reporting is inexact, as it must be in a conflict like this, but everything turns on it. The whole world turns on the outcome of this battle. I'm John Bowden.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.